Hey, everybody. Welcome to Station 12 Studios here at Radio St. Pete. We are thrilled to have you with us. On the phone is...
I'm Eugenie Bondurant of Hunger Games, Conjuring 3, and Disney Marvel's Werewolf by Night.
And also Eugenie is our big kahuna at Station 12 Studios. If not for her, we wouldn't be here. And I'm Mary Rachel Quinn of Netflix's Outer Banks. I play Dr. Thornton, Topper's mom, and I'm really not that mean, honest. Or am I?
Or are you?
Also, I just wrapped a show out of Miami we'll be talking about. That was a fun character. And also got to play on Grosse Pointe Garden Society as a counselor with that incredible cast and crew, just like Outer Banks, incredible people. And also Dear John, one of my old favorites with Channing Tatum and Amanda Seyfried.
And I am Rocio Escobar.
Rose.
Everybody calls me Ro.
Ro.
From life. And I don't have as impressive of a resume as you and Mayor Rachel, but it's okay. I am also an improviser, actor, and the core teacher at Station 12.
And we're very lucky to have Ro at Station 12 Studios. And at Station 12 Studios, we love to elevate,
enlighten, and empower
actors and non-actors. You do not have to be an actor to join our community, right, UGB?
Absolutely. Sorry, you know what? I cut out and didn't hear anybody for just a second. So, whatever they're saying, I know it's fabulous. So,
yeah, absolutely. UGB, tell us about where Station 12 is.
Station 12 is located at Greenlight Cinema, which is in downtown St. Petersburg. And we just wrapped our summer sessions, and we are offering scene study, core scene study, master scene study, long form improv, and the amazing and incredible short form improv. Ro and Mary Rachel teach core scene study, and Mary Rachel teaches short form improv, which both of them just knock it out of the park.
And we love being a part of Station 12 Studios, and it's an incredible place where you can come and be your best and learn all kinds of wonderful things, meet all kinds of wonderful people, and go after something maybe you've thought about doing and you've never done, right?
Yeah. And have a great community to do it with.
Exactly. And at Greenlight, the owners, Mike and Sue Hazlett, are incredible people. If not for them, we wouldn't be there with Yuge. So Mike and Yuge met, and the magic was created, and that is where we all go to play and have fun. And at Greenlight Theater, they have incredible independent films. It's just gorgeous. Yuge, is it 80 seat?
Yes.
Thank you, Ro.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you, Yuge, Ro. There's a great indie theater, which is Greenlight Cinema, down at 2nd and 2nd Avenue North in downtown St. Pete, where the popcorn has real butter.
Real butter.
And
also,
there's some new news coming. Ro, tell us about what's happening next
door. We're opening a green room, a bar, kitchen, where we'll have a Argentinian-American kitchen, which is going to be run by myself and my mother. So
yes!
I'm very excited.
We'd love
to feed people, so come eat. And that will open in September, next month.
So Ro's going to be working at the Green Room. She also works at Station 12 Studios teaching, but she'll be at Green Room preparing food with love, and that's just what we do at Station 12 Studios. We teach with love. We play with love, and we try to create an environment where everybody can come in and be their best and have fun and grow and thrive and shine. Brilliant.
Shine bright.
Yeah. There we go. So as Yuge mentioned, there are going to be classes starting at Station 12, and they start September 8, 2025. Yuge, how can they find information about the classes?
Well, they can look up the classes on the Greenlight website, which I'll get to you in just a moment. I just checked the website. The website, they're going to be posting the classes they currently have these summer classes on, but I can tell you by the time you hear this radio program, they will be up on the Greenlight Cinema website.
Correct.
And that can be found at greenlightstpete.com. And you hit those three bars at the top right of your screen and you'll see Station 12 Studio.
GreenlightStPete.com. Write that down, ingrain it in your memory. Yes. If you've ever wanted to, if you've ever thought about it, even if you're an actor already, get in, jump in. The water's wonderful at Station 12 Studios, and we have a lot of fun there.
Yes.
So, Yuge, tell us a little bit about Masterclass and also your Meisner classes, the other classes that you offer.
Well, Meisner, we're going to probably be offering this year. We won't be offering it this fall,
okay.
But if Master and Scene Study. Now, everyone that's new to the studio starts with the core scene study. Everyone, my SAG members, my equity members, my beginners, they all start with core scene study, which really is a wonderful curriculum, which I'm going to let you two explain.
Right.
It's an hour and a half of improv and then 2 hours of scene study. But once that has been completed, the actors jump into scene study and then master scene study, which we always start off with, hey, what's going on? Which is about 30 minutes or less. Okay. And what that does, the what's going on segment, is I want to know what my actors are doing. I want to know what they're doing to help each other audition, if they've gone on any auditions, if they have any questions. And it's a really good way for the group to create a community with one another.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing of being an actor, is finding your tribe. You have to find people who you trust and that you like, and that not necessarily, well, you like, you don't like, but that you trust. And that is one of the most important things that comes out of Green Light Cinema, is that sense of community. And you would be amazed at the actors that come out of the studio and they're creating their own work. They're creating their own web series and short films, and they submitted to local festivals and they win awards and they're doing really, really well. And we encourage that. That's how you grow.
And thank you, Yuj.
I was going to say, it comes from the head up. So it's thanks to Yuj that we have that community and that safe space for everybody to play and be here all the time and create wonderful work that they do.
Yeah, and support each other. And a great way that we support each other is by the intro to core is, as Yuj said, the hour and a half of improv. For those of you that don't know about improv, improv's based on the mantra of yes and. What is it, Ro?
Yes and.
What is it, Ro?
Yes and.
Louder, Ro.
Yes and.
In a southern accent, Ro.
Yes and.
In a sexy voice, Ro.
Yes and.
As a robot.
Yes and.
Right, so it's about taking suggestions and just yes-anding it. And when you use that yes-and mantra personally and professionally, it will elevate your life exponentially, and it will open doorways to opportunities that would have never been there before, because that inner dialogue might be, oh, I can't do that. An actor, I can't do that. Improv, I can't do that.
In life, can't do that.
Right, exactly. No, I can't do it, I can't do it. You flip that script to yes-and. So basically, when we start, the very first start is the core. I'm the intro to the core with the improv, and I can't believe I get paid to do what I do. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And pickleball is another one of my jams, as well as improv, right? Pickleball. I played yesterday for 2 hours. It was freaking awesome. And I played today for an hour. Actually, I forgot about that. I played today too. But anyway, in pickleball, you walk on strangers and you walk off friends. Improv and acting classes at Station 12, you walk in strangers, you walk out friends, and you create incredible, incredible core memories. So, you know, if you're ever doubting yourself, if you're ever thinking, well, I'd like to try that or I should, what are you waiting for? And we're there waiting for you to jump in and have fun with us and meet our community and get involved. So improv, we have a lot of fun honing your skills, creating different techniques for you to be more comfortable getting up in front of people, really jumping outside of your little safety zone that you walk in every day, and having fun and yes anding the possibilities. And then after me at improv is Ro with core.
Where I come in, I make you cry.
She cracks to the whip.
it's wonderful, and it's actually a beautiful setup that we have for this class, is that we have that hour and a half of improv, and then we come in and, you know, people become vulnerable and we share a lot about each other, and it's great. And you'd be surprised on how many people come out and tell us that it's like, I was not expecting that, and how they absolutely love the class, whether they're actors or not. Because a lot of people, we do sometimes have a lot of non-actors come in just trying to do something fun, or, you know, trying to improv their talking skills for work or whatever it may be. And they just love it. And they open up it so quickly. It's awesome. And it's because we do have that one hour and a half of improv.
And
beforehand.
Then the hour and a half of core, and Eugenie Bonvron.
And the Eugenie Bonvron.
And Mike and Sue Hazlett. I mean, it's we love what we do, and we really enjoy when people step into our community. So all are welcome to come in and have some fun with us. We taught a special class not too long ago. What was it?
We did. It's called the On Camera Boot Camp. But one thing that I want to talk about is, I'd love to talk about that, of course. One thing I want to talk about, because we always have a theme, is, and Ro, you actually brought it up, because I want to, you know, we're all three teachers, and there is something that one of the reasons why we have this and we get together is to teach and talk and encourage. It's one of the things why we're doing this podcast. And so one of the things I want to talk about is actor's etiquette. And, you know, that's a hot button. And it's a something that we could talk for hours on. And what does that mean? As an actor and as a teacher, actor's etiquette.
Are you going to talk about it? Or are you asking us?
Yes. Oh,
are we taking calls from the audience?
Yeah. Okay. Well, actor's etiquette, it can run the gamut from how you respond to an agent representing you, how to respond to an agent interview, mm-hmm. how to submit your headshots to an agent, to following up with an audition you went on, how to do that once you book, once you get a call back for a project, what do? How you act on set, how you act in acting class.
Yes.
There is a lot. One of the things that is so important to make professional actors, turn people into professional actors, is that special thing of actor's etiquette. Why is it important to rehearse? One of the things that my actors, our actors, learn in core class is that you must work. I think I'm going to just fall back and just pick up, you know, the sides and wing it. You don't wing it. This is a job. Absolutely. And but it's fun at the same time, but it's a job. And you get together and you rehearse and you go through the script and you find your nuggets. And if you don't do it, guess what? You might have mediocre acting.
Hey, you.
Right?
Hey, you.
What?
Yush, what's been going on with you?
What's been going on with me?
School duel?
Oh, okay. We're segue. All right.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
UGB,
what have you been up to?
Oh, okay. Well, School Duel is a film that I filmed about a year and a half ago. And
Wonderful film.
Has been winning a lot of awards. It's been wrapping up its film festival circuit this year. It's been winning a lot of wonderful awards. It's a very powerful message about school shootings, and it's one that I'm sure it's one that the public should see. And it is getting incredible reviews. It just was up at Fantasia, and every review was solid and amazing and incredible, and they're rating it, you know, 5 out of 5 stars and blah, 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 blah. So,
Who was the director on that? Remind us. We had him on the show.
Yeah, we had him on the show. His name's Todd Wiseman. And actually, we had him on the show a couple of days before he won Best Director, Best Film, and Best Screenplay at the Sunscreen Film Festival.
So guess what? Usually he's talking about actor etiquette. And one of the reasons you want to be your best as an actor with everybody that you meet is you want to elevate people. Pardon me. Hang on one second. TikTok's trying to tell me you've been on too long. Thank you, TikTok godfather or watchdog. the importance of acting etiquette and being considerate of all those around you. You want to lift each other up, right? Yeah. We want to shine brilliant. We want to elevate, enlighten, and empower as well.
Right.
And when you are keeping in mind what you should be doing as an actor to represent yourself, where you take classes, anything, right. You want to represent that in every facet of your life. But most importantly, because Eugenie practices that, preaches it, teaches it, and does that on the regular, she followed up this job with another job with one of the producers on School Duel. Yush, which job was that, and who'd you work with?
Yeah, it was a really beautiful, I want to say it's horror, but see, it kind of is, yeah. Short called The Dishwasher. And so it was just three of us in this lovely short. So that will be coming out soon. I'm very excited about that, seeing what that looks like, because this producer, filmmaker, is loves color and loves tricking the audience and creating these real visual effects. And so when I was looking at when my partner was filming, I was looking at the monitor and I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is so gorgeous, and all the colors that we were wearing and how she puts things together. So really,
Krista Borini, correct?
What's her name?
Yeah. Krista Borini.
Yes, she is.
She's amazing.
And where is she located out of?
I'm sorry?
Where is she located out of?
She's located out of St. Petersburg.
We have so many talented people. We have so many talented people in front of them behind the camera here in St. Pete.
She just taught in Station 12 Studios. And what did she teach? For the camera.
Acting for the camera.
And she was, a lot of the students really raved on her and how she took amazing time to go ahead and show them what it would be like to be on set with a real director.
And being directable.
Speaking of directors, Mary Rachel, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to tell you that I just came back from South Carolina and I got to go play with the Outer Banks family again on Netflix.
Yay.
I love them. I want to marry all of them. Mikey! Mikey, the owner of Greenlight, just showed up. He's making faces out through the window because he's on After Us.
Yes.
Got to go up to South Carolina. Like I said, I played Dr. Thornton on Outer Banks on Netflix, and it's the final season, and they brought me back for an episode. I am thrilled to be a part of that wonderful, incredible family, and it's just, it's such a gift. And then I got to work on another Netflix show right here in our own state in Florida. It's like a unicorn. I was so excited. I play this very interesting character who you'll be seeing in a show called MIA. The star is fabulous. The cast is wonderful. It was such a cool experience. I can't wait for that to come out and share that with you as well. And then we're going to talk about a little something after you share some info too, and it's about finding your tribe and creating content like we've all touched on. We want to dig into that a little bit deeper to inform you it's a lot easier than you think. So that's what's been up to me. Oh, and I'm going to direct a little short. A friend had a concept. I called my DP in, and we're going to be shooting her short, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Talk about making things happen.
Making things happen, right.
Yeah.
What was that, Yush?
Yeah, and Ro, you just finished one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did just
shoot a sketch.
So
what's up with you, Ro?
What's up with you?
There's girl, so much what's up with you?
No. well, apart from this new kitchen I'm doing, I am doing sketch comedy and found my tribe to do that, so that's exciting. We have some things on the work for that, and just living life, man.
And Ro, didn't you just create a short film? Didn't you just, who taught that class?
It's sketch. Yes, by John Halls.
And where did he teach?
At Station 12 Studios. Thank you for asking. He is incredible. He has a real knack for making people just realize what talent they have and just make them do it. So it was a wonderful, fun experience, which I'm going to expand on that short that I did later. So
love it. And you didn't need expensive equipment.
No.
You didn't need to hire an incredible crew.
No.
You didn't need to secure a destination. You didn't need to get permits. You just ran with what you had. And now you have more footage for your demo reel. You did it.
You know what's the interesting thing that you just touched on is you don't need expensive equipment. In my 10 years, all I can tell you is that I learned is that no matter how much expensive equipment you have, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a passion for it, it's not going to work. So do it with what you have and just go for it.
Absolutely. Yes, Andy. Yeah. And this goes back to what we were talking about too, finding your tribe and creating your own content. Back in the day when Yushi and I started this business collectively 60 years together, there used to be these huge movie projecting cameras, and they used actual film and a lot of very expensive equipment. Thank God for digital. We don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is and seek out your tribe. If you've had a concept on a story and you've been wanting to do it, write it. You don't have to be a writer to write it. There's a program called Final Draft for those of you that don't write yet. And download that sample. And once you start typing, it comes up in a script format. It may be something wonderful and so many people may resonate with. And you don't know that. Don't let that die. Don't let that wish or that desire fall away. Yes, and it, pursue it. And find the people to supplement what you don't know how to do. And you all work together to create the magic. Yep.
So that's the thing about a team and creating a team in your tribe. So if you have the idea, start working with somebody else, right? Work with somebody else, bounce off the ideas. So how do we do that? You bounce off ideas. You create a structure. You write something you know. Write. We do an exercise in core class called it's a personal scene. And it's something
careful what you say. We're mid-session right now.
Yeah. And it's something, and all of the people in class are writing their own work right now.
Absolutely.
Now, talk about being vulnerable. You're writing a situation that happened to you that actually happened. Well, that means you can actually go to the computer or get that pencil and put it to paper and write something, because it's from your history. And then from there, if you have a scene part, if you have a partner, if you've got a group, you can, you know, say, well, what about this? And tweak it, and then you got a scene. What's going to stop you from shooting that scene?
What's beautiful, and you should be, thank you for letting us be a part of this magic. Absolutely. Is that we had a student that came in. One of my tenants is a dear friend of mine. She was going through PT. Her therapist had always wanted to try acting. Right? But he wasn't doing anything creatively. He was just doing his job. He was really good at it. Lovely guy, right? He stepped into class. You would not believe. It gives me goosebumps. You would not believe what this guy's doing. Not only is he acting, he is writing. He is producing. He is shooting. He is gathering his tribe. I saw a scene that they shot the other day. Two students from class. They surrounded themselves with the people that know how to do what they don't know how to do. And you'd be amazed what you get by just asking. And don't ever underestimate the power of passion. When you're passionate about something and you reach out to somebody to see if they'll join you, oh, it's magic, baby. So it's really and.
Yes, and.
Find your tribe. Create your own content. What else, Ro? What else, Yush?
Pretty much it. Audition. Yeah. Just put yourself out there.
Yes.
And, you know, come to Station 12.
Yeah. So, audition-wise, how do we get auditions? Actors Access, Backstage, Casting Networks, Facebook.
Everywhere. They're everywhere.
Search far and wide.
And asking people in class. Absolutely. Oh, sometimes I have been in class. Ro, I know you've been. And I know Mary Rachel, too. Somebody might say, hey, you know what? I just auditioned. You did? For what? Oh, you think I can audition?
Every class.
They're looking for, you know, for people, for blah, blah, blah. And so the thing about actors' etiquette is if there is a deadline, you must meet the deadline.
And UGB, with that in mind, we are getting the hook.
We have met our deadline.
We have met our deadline. We are so glad you came in from hiking the mountainous trails to join your team down here in St. Pete. We love you, girl.
We love you.
Thank you, everybody.
Have fun.
For joining us. And come join the family. We'd love to have you.